A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh. This could be a comfortable 3-0 win here if Mane has his way. Salah. Oh,
so unlucky.
Just let him down.
It's and great play by
that
team.
Is the full-time whistle. Arsenal 0, Liverpool 2. And Liverpool are 1 point behind the league leaders, Manchester City. Finally, we're on level games played. We got 5 better goal difference than them. Chris Pajak, it is game on.
It's very much game on. I've got the league table up on the iPad there. You can see it right now. Manchester City, 29 games played, 22 won, 4 drawn, 3 losses, 68 goals, 4 18 against, 70 points. Liverpool, 29 games played, 21 wins, 6 draws, 2 losses, 75 goals scored, 20 against, 69 points. Literally breathing down their necks. And we get to play one more time before they get to play. We could be in the lead of this league when they next play football.
Yep, absolutely incredible stuff. Eugene O'Sullivan sent a super chat in. Thanks for the commentary, lads. You really kept me calmer than I had any right to be. Scott Hawks has sent one in. Feels like a title race and we're grinding these results out now, whether we're at our best or not. Just incredible focus. Exactly what we need. Yeah, that was a fantastically mature performance from a fantastic mature Liverpool side there, Chris. You've got, if you want, you know, you get that, you climb to the top of the mountain, and then what do you do from there? And what you find is, and what the concern is, and we certainly felt this last season when Liverpool were undercut by, for so many reasons, that teams are starting to come up behind you all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And Liverpool have been that team. And that's how we recognise it. I said this before. We did this. We got up there. We overtook Arsenal and Tottenham and Man United and Leicester and everyone in between to make sure we're the one in neck and neck races with Man City. Arsenal look like they've really sorted themselves out. They're a much better team than they've been for a number of years. But they're not at Liverpool's level. But Klopp always said in those early days, we can't go toe-to-toe with teams, so drag them down to our level and kill them there. And that was what we had to safeguard against tonight, and I just thought we safeguarded against it brilliantly.
Yeah, I think the first half was really tough. And I don't know whether Klopp was upset or angry or whatever. I'm not going to comment on that. But Liverpool came out with fire in the belly second half. You know, we get the goal before the substitutions are made. Don't think Diogo Jota, you mentioned it during comms, hadn't seen Salah and Bobby Firmino on the bench there and knew that his number was about to be shown. Mm-hmm. Because he did, because they were warming up for like from 52nd minute, I think it was. The subs made 55 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great ball by Thiago after putting a mistake behind him.
Yeah.
I think a little bit earlier on, if I'm timelining this correctly. It's a great ball by Thiago, and it's an instinctive shot from Jota. He catches the keeper off guard. He maybe should have played it inside or whatever. But then once Liverpool made their substitutions, we were on top and we controlled the game. And even at 1-0, it never felt to me like we were going to concede a goal. You know, Alisson makes a big save, but that's 0-0, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
and then it goes exactly. And then at 1-0... I felt their heads dropped. I felt like they were, I said this at half time, they're doing everything in their powers to just stay with us, and they did well.
Yep.
But that was all they had, and they had nothing to turn to. Liverpool still had talent on the bench to bring on.
Yep.
And put the game to bed.
It was the San Siro all over again, where but Arsenal aren't as good as Inter Milan. And they, you know, they've got the crowd, they're going for them, they had a big chance, and we save it. And what's meant to happen is they're meant to take that momentum and go and get the goal. And Liverpool don't bow to that because they're too good and they're too calm and they're too talented and they're too mature again. And what we do, we go down the other end and score. And then we score again and it's game over. And that's again, it reminded me so much of the Inter Milan game, where Inter Milan were fine, and Inter Milan actually had they didn't have the shot on target, but they had some good, they had probably had more good play up until the final third. They were a bit more dangerous in their all round play than us. But it must be a bit shocking for Arsenal there, because they're expecting, they're like, We're doing it. Come on, we're doing it. Oh my God. It's a bit like that bit in Peep Show where Mark takes up jogging and he's like, I'm an excellent jogger. And then like 10 seconds later, he's like, oh my God. You know, and that's a bit like what Arsenal were like. They're feeling good. They're thinking, we're toe-to-toe with Liverpool here. And Liverpool are like, we're fine here. This is absolutely cool. We'll go up a gear when we need to.
That's the thing, isn't it? And that's what probably hurts most if you're an Arsenal fan right now, is the fact that you didn't play badly. You played really, really well, and you still weren't good enough.
Yes.
That's the thing that hurts, isn't it? That's the thing that it will gall you at night, when it's like, we didn't take our one chance. You've got to take that one chance against a great side like us, or a Manchester City, or a Bayern Munich, or whatever it is, and Liverpool can just go down the other end and punish you straight away.
Yeah.
Brilliant
stuff. It's those lads in the early heats in like the Commonwealths or the Olympics, and they're up against Usain Bolt, and you're like, whoa, running bloody close there, and then you manage to get yourself into the final of the 100 metres or whatever.
Actually what happens is you watch the race back and you realise that he literally stopped trying at 25 metres and just coasted in, and you're like, how's he running that slowly and yet still so fast?
Yeah, and then the point at which he wants to, he just absolutely smokes you, and that's what Liverpool have done there. Absolutely brilliant. Connor S said, I love Joel with a super chat there. Yeah, good to see Joel Matip get man of the match. As mentioned, you mentioned Andy Robbo being a good shout for it. I can't really argue beyond Robbo, to be honest. I thought that was a great shout, but do let us know, and you're going to get your chance to vote on your man of the match in the player rating show, which will be in about 35 minutes time or something, I reckon, live on the YouTube channel.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Do you want to just go through the stats and stuff before we wrap
no
up?
No problem whatsoever. So, Liverpool finished the day with a lowly 51% possession. 9 shots apiece, 3 on target for Liverpool, 2 for them. 2 off target for us, 3 for them. 4 block shots apiece. Big chances missed, 1 for Arsenal from 1. And Liverpool had 1 big chance, but they did not miss said big chance. We had 7 shots from inside the box. They had 4. Their goalkeeper only made 1 save, whereas Liverpool's goalkeeper made 2 saves on the day, which is absolutely brilliant. Do you remember the name of the website that does all the... It's got a number on the end of it, and it does the percentages for...
Yes.
5:38. Should we have a little look over there? Let's have a little look over there. Let me get that up before we start going on at 5:38.
Nicholas Miller, they're saying there, thanks, Paul and Chris, for a great evening. We are only a point behind Man City now. We are indeed. Never mind, here says Chris, that's why Arteta cries himself to sleep at night. Dickie Oi Red sends a super chat, says, I don't know how, but we're winning 5 trophies this season. Up Jürgen's Reds. Well, we can do what Ulier did. Is we'll count the charity shield after, if we count the Super Cup and the charity shield, then it could be 6. And then if you go and do the Club World Cup off the back of that, it could be 7. Now, look, let's just win what's in front of us, right? Have you managed to?
I've got it up in front of me. It is not updated as of yet. It was 16th of March, but it's 6:07 p.m. Manchester City had a 62% chance of winning the Premier League. Liverpool a 37%. I think we'll have closed the gap on them there as well, to be honest with you.
Check that out tomorrow. I think
we'll definitely have to have a little look back at that. But it's just brilliant, isn't it? All this stuff just feeds into how good Liverpool are and how good you're feeling about the football club and stuff at the moment, because that would have been 2% at one point maybe a month or so ago. Liverpool now 99% or greater than 99% to qualify for the Champions League. All those pundits earlier on in the season, at the start of the season, who had Manchester United there, who thought Manchester United were going to walk away with it.
I haven't got time for this now, but like, Rio Ferdinand is a fucking moron. I remember him going, like, United finished above Liverpool last season, so that means they've got above. It's like, Rio, mate, come on. You watched the footy, right? You watched it for a living. Did you watch last season? Did you think Man United were above Liverpool because they were a better team with a better manager and better players? Because if you thought that, then you're the problem and you don't know what you're looking at. Man United crap and Liverpool a boss. And we've had a couple of super chats before we wrap up. Brace Deville says, so great to have starters on the bench to lift us when someone isn't at their best. Amazing time to support the mighty Reds. Fully agree on that one. We have James Watson with the £5 in him. Robertson's entire footballing career, going back to his primary school days, how many times do you think he's kicked a ball with his right foot? Yeah, probably more than we have, to be fair. Daniel Power with €10. Daniel, thank you. Great result, Red Men. On to the next one. Bring on the FA Cup quarters. Oh, yes. And Robin Hood back again. 4:49. Delighted to see Bobby get his standard goal versus Arsenal and looking sharp again. How ridiculous is our front five looking now? And not even to mention the fact that, like, Minamino scored against them at Anfield earlier in the season. Divock Origi knows how to score against Arsenal. Sickeningly good, but, you know, in the best possible way. Right.
Left up downside, I went.
Damn it. Loads more to come from us. I will be doing your reaction to this very shortly after this show, so check that out, or after the fact, you can get that over on YouTube. Chris will be doing player ratings, and then we're back together to have a good old chat in more depth and detail, about 20-25 minutes about this game. So head over to Redmen Plus. In fact, it's there now. If you see this, go to theredmentv.com. There'll be a post there that says instant match reaction on it. All you have to do is go over to the website. You have to then click the big yellow button on the right hand side, which says join here or sign up or whatever. Click that, sign up, and then you get the live instant match reaction for after the show. So that'll be up about an hour or so after we finish up here, maybe slightly less. So yeah, come and join us for the instant match reaction, and join us on Redmen Plus. We've got amazing content for you, and it supports what we do. And we're going to be busy between now and the end of the season, because Liverpool are in the hunt for 4 trophies. Join us on that incredible journey. We're here for free on YouTube, on podcasting apps, and of course on Redmen Plus, where all of our content lives in video and in podcast form. Right, sounds. See you in a little bit. Up the Reds.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.